Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Rat Pill Hardcore Asia. How's that?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
All right, yes. Thank you. I am the host of all hosts. This is Rat Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Right here at RBN. TLPOC.com. Oh boy. What's going on in the world today? Yeah, well, that is the question, huh? Yeah, well, it's something to be discussed, for sure. If you guys are wanting to discuss that, you guys should be calling into the show. We are, in fact, live. And if you hear that in the background, yeah, it's, I swear, traffic does not get loud until the show starts. It's been so quiet and serene until 2 minutes before the show. But yes, I can have the windows open in the studio. It's been a little warm lately. Not as hot as it was the week before, but it's been a little warm. It's feeling pretty good these mornings, so yeah, gotta have the windows open. Air conditioning is not something you see a lot here in Poland. It's not a standardized piece of equipment on any building or home. So, it's just is what it is. But yes, as I was saying, guys, you should be calling in 512-248-8252. Once again, phone number is 512-248-8252. Yeah. So, there's the main river here in Wrocław, that basically surrounds the heart of the city. Well, there's something wrong with it. It's poisonous, toxic. And all the life in it has died. And yes, of course, that has affected the water elsewhere. I know I had I had problems here last week. I'm telling you. Let's just say, you know, when you have to go to the bathroom, you know, it's just like baby poops for 5 days straight in a row. You basically live in the bathroom. Yeah. Bad times. So, had to basically buy huge containers of water just to be able to have my tea every day. Just to be able to, you know, just have any kind of hydration. So, yeah. Fun, right? I love the fact that You know, something like this, it shouldn't be an issue. I mean, I don't know how it should affect the drinking water, seeing as how it should all be filtered. I really don't know. I really don't. I don't know. It just blows me away. Something that I was actually had a real pride for when I got over here to Europe. It's like how incredibly great the water was, how clean the water was. I could boil a pot of water. And boil it all the way down, and there would be nothing left in the pot. No, I'm not talking as in water. I'm talking about leftover fluoride deposits. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you in America, do a little test. Try it out. Just get two pots out of your kitchen, pour distilled water in one pot, and pour tap water in the other. Boil them both. You'll see the pot that boiled away the distilled water leaves no residue. However, the water out of your the water from your kitchen sink out of your tap, it's going to leave a cloudy, white, paste-like residue. White. Powdery. Looking leftovers. Yeah, that's what people in the establishment would tell you is, oh, that's your mineralized water. No, that's fluoride. Yeah. Just in case you didn't know. I don't know. Anybody listening to this show probably already knows that. But if not, you know, just what it is. So, yes, what's going on in the world today? We have children being taken away from their parents. And this is absolutely disturbing. That's just one of my pet peeves, okay? That's one of the things that I really fight against. You guys know I did the show for a while called Family Case Files, you know, talking about the corrupt CPS family court system. So it is now applicable to the courts, to CPS, to take away your children if they express the desire to change their sex, okay? To change their sex, to get on hormone blockers. If you block your children from taking hormone blockers, the government can now kidnap your children. I mean, it's every excuse in the world to take away your children. It's every excuse in the world. Government doesn't want to let its children actually be protected. Well, I mean, if the children were cared for by the government, teachers would be armed. There'd be armed security on school grounds. They wouldn't hire pedophiles. Okay? It's just every excuse in the world to take away your children. Every excuse in the world to put your children in danger. Every excuse in the world to, I mean, it's pure experimentation. It's And this is what when I say we live in a technocracy, this is what we're doing. We live in an age of a technocracy. All the politics that we go through is surrounded by it's inundated. It's all the technology, all the developments that we have is being thrusted onto the children. Okay? Scientists knew uranium was deadly. Yeah, whose idea was it to put uranium in children's chemistry toy sets? I mean, you can go through history and look at how someone in the establishment, when I say the establishment, I mean government and corporation, Sick Society, it's just whoever, the power. It's always the agenda to get our children to be sacrificed, essentially. It's child sacrifice, ritualistic child sacrifice. These elitists cling to this concept of child sacrifice. So to not give up your children to the new LGBTQ God, not to offer them up to be sacrificed, to be mutilated, to be totally transfixed and mixed up in every way possible, you are essentially declared an unfit parent. I'd rather give my kids a gun, if you ask me. I mean, just to give the option for a person to destroy their lives. And I'm not anti-LGBTQ, okay? I'm not a homophobe. I'm not any of that. Of course, true fans of the show know this to be true. But for those of you who may just have caught this episode, no, I'm not against gay people. I love gay people. Like I've said it before on the show. Couple of my best friends in the world are gay. However, I do know some gay people that decided they were bisexual and then straight again. Nobody ever talks about that. Okay, why is people, it's always the narrative of, okay, you're this sex, so you're supposed to like the opposite gender. But as you go up, oh, I think I have curiosity. I have curious feelings. Well, I'm curious about my own sex. Oh, well, I think I'm gay. That's, oh, you know, I should be free to explore. Oh, I'm gay. I'm so gay. That's the story, right? Nobody ever talks about it when people do their little experimentation and they're like, nah, that's not for me. I think I'm going to go back the other way. Those stories happen just as much. So many people, and it's terrifying. When I think about the bodily mutilation and the psychological mutilation of these transitioning people who detransit. I mean, there are these people, there's so many interviews, and I know YouTube does its best to block any of these videos from coming up in their algorithm, but you have to search the word detransition. There are lots of videos, lots of news reports, lots of investigative journalistic work, and documentaries on the subject of detransitioning. There's so many people who are angry. They're upset. They're depressed. They're sad. Some borderline suicidal. A lot of these people are asking, you know, why did I not get proper guidance? You know, you have the doctors who are pushing and pushing the transitioning, because you're selling drugs at that point. You know, you're selling surgery. That's good for a person's career, obviously. If you're a doctor, you're going to push these things, of course. But there's these people are so, and the excuse of, oh, this person's always been a little bit crazy. We didn't want to stop this person from changing their sex because we thought they were serious. No, these people say I was just screwed up in the head at the time. Either they were on drugs or whatever. Oftentimes, when a person wants to make a major change in their life, whether it's running off, you know, leaving home, being a runaway and going to marry an old guy, or, you know, trying to get tattoos. A lot of this stuff, as you're a kid and becoming a young adult, these major decisions that alters the course of one's life, and it's being done at such a young age, it shouldn't be done at such a young age. It is often a cry for help. There's so many behaviors that are a cry for help. We're so emotionally retarded as a nation. You know, boys aren't allowed to emote. Boys aren't allowed to have emotions, and, you know, then you have females that aren't checked at all, and they become, you know, Karens later on in life. But it's just, so you get so many people who are just screwed up. They don't know how to ask for help. And so instead of asking for that help, they try to make major decisions in their life in which they hope changes come. They hope that their problems would be addressed in a certain way. I mean, this has gone beyond, you know, little daughter running away from home, getting pregnant. You know, this is beyond the whole dyeing the hair red. You know, it used to be simple things like that. Well, I mean, simple enough, right? These simple signs that something's wrong. Parents need to start being parents and addressing the issues of their children. And the government and the establishment, especially the medical establishment, needs to butt out. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break in the rant here, and then, I don't know, we'll start the show when we get back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live? It's enough base for all of us. Can I live without the names you're calling us? Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live? Or do I got to bring it to these kids? Can I live? If I don't live, nobody
this
live.
This is to my AK toters, money bill folders, bad bitch holders, whips with big motors. On a note for years, the feds can't decode us. We bust rounds, all you gotta do is load us. My nights I'm prowlers and grind me after hours. Clark and I'm on Malone wearing Eddie.
Can I live? No one man can stop me. Can I live? No front line can block me. Can I live?
I'm right, I'm right. Let's, you know what? This is our short segment. I really don't want to be interrupted until I get a couple more points out there. So for right now, we'll go ahead and hit the phone lines. Rab in Colorado, you got 5 minutes. Just do that. Go ahead. I swear. Oh, well, I guess Reb is just out jamming out somewhere. He doesn't know he's on the line. So I guess we'll go ahead and skip that. Sorry, Reb. We'll try to get back to you later. Okay. So for right now, I want to throw this at you guys. I mean, I'm so still upset about this. Let's just get on this. Okay, I'm trying to. There's so much in my chop it box here. Let's just. I just want to adjust these by title. We won't do full videos. So let's just say, okay, yeah, this is in the news. Chuck comes up with a solution for homelessness. What's that solution for homelessness? Oh, well, let's buy everybody houses. Well, something like that is not exactly unheard of. They're actually doing that in Mississippi. No, I'm sorry, not Mississippi. Louisiana? I do believe it's one of those two states, guys. You have to forgive me on this one. This is just older news that I don't have in front of me exactly. But they didn't get that idea out of thin air, okay? They're doing it over here in Europe, okay? Switzerland, okay? Putting up their homeless in the homes and then putting them through programs for, like, job searching, Alcoholic Anonymous, you know, drug rehabs, things like that. See, in America, it's the other way around. You don't get any assistance until you become a detoxed robot and making somebody else money as a wage slave. Then, if you do all that while you're living here in America, then, then you might be able to get some government program to put a roof over your head. It's appalling. The U.S. government wants to drain us of all the money that we have. You should not have to pay taxes. You should not have to pay the government anything if they cannot provide a roof over your head. Federal prisoners, state prisoners get a roof over their head. Even though they're slaves, too. You, as a free thinking individual, you're having hard luck, bad times. It seems to be no hope, no help. And I know I'm coming back to Austin here soon. I'm quite terrified from what I'm being told about how my city has changed. I'm really hoping it's not as bad as what I'm told. Because Austin's one of the most beautiful places in the world. At least it was when I left. I tell you, we got to do something. We as a society, we need to say enough's enough. The corporate greed and the government slavery. That's the only thing that's driving our country, except for war. And that's just something that we've always been doing. Guys, we're going to take another break here. But we're going to come back for a long segment. And we're going to get to the meat of the show here. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
May My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has alleged the FBI and Department of Justice downplayed information about Hunter Biden before the 2020 election. Grassley is a ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which oversees the FBI and DOJ. He has written a letter on Monday to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland, where he claims to have been given information from highly credible whistleblowers. These whistleblowers have come forward alleging the FBI received derogatory information about Hunter Biden and passed it off as disinformation. The letter states that in 2020, the FBI learned of alleged criminal, financial and related activity. In August 2020, FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Orton opened an assessment which was used by FBI headquarters to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as disinformation and caused investigative activity to cease. The information given to Senator Grassley alleges that any derogatory information about Hunter Biden that was verified or verifiable only a few months out from the election was labelled as disinformation. Chuck Grassley writes, "The basis for how the FBI HQ team selected the specific information for inclusion in Orton's assessment is unknown, but in more than one instance, the focus of the FBI HQ team's attention involved derogatory information about Hunter Biden. Accordingly, the allegations provided to my office appear to indicate that there was a scheme in place among certain FBI officials to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden by falsely suggesting it was disinformation." In October 2020, 1 month out from the federal election, some members of media began to report about Hunter Biden's personal and professional scandals. While this was happening, the letter states Timothy Tubu, an assistant special agent in charge of the FBI, ordered all additional derogatory reporting about Hunter Biden to be closed. It's been alleged that the FBI HQ team suggested to the FBI agents that the information was at risk of disinformation. However, according to allegations, all of the reporting was either verified or verifiable via criminal search warrants. In addition, ASIC Tebu allegedly ordered the matter closed without providing a valid reason as required by FBI guidelines. It's also alleged that Mr. Tebu attempted to make sure this investigation could not be opened again in the future. Chuck Grassley concludes the letter by illustrating that the allegations raise more concerns about political considerations infecting the work of both the FBI and DOJ. He writes, "If these allegations are true and accurate, the Justice Department and FBI are, and have been, institutionally corrupted to their very core, to the point in which the United States Congress and the American people will have no confidence in the equal application of the law." Attorney General Garland and Director Wray simply put, based on the allegations that I've received from numerous whistleblowers, you have systemic and existential problems within your agencies. You have an obligation to the country to take these allegations seriously, immediately investigate and take steps to institute fixes to these and other matters before you. US Attorney General Merrick Garland has many doubters believing he will not prosecute Hunter if he finds anything incriminating because he was appointed to the role by his father, Joe. Hunter is currently under federal investigation over his business dealings, an investigation that has been operating since 2018. It is being conducted by Delaware U.S. Attorney David West, a prosecutor appointed by former President Donald Trump. Because of doubts surrounding Mr. Garland, there are calls for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate Hunter Biden's alleged crimes relating to his business deals. The investigation is reported to have reached a critical stage, and prosecutors are weighing up possible charges against the president's son. He is accused of breaking tax laws and foreign lobbying violations.
Yeah. But I'm willing to bet a pretty penny, shiny brand new. Let's raise up the ante. How about a shiny new nickel that Hunter Biden will never be convicted of anything? People don't understand. It's another reason why Democrats are wanting to get another New World Order corrupted Democrat into office. The only way Hunter Biden is going to see any charges is if the Republican gets into office and does a regime change. Okay? And it is a regime. It's the most corrupt regime in the world. This is actually the very inspiration of this show, which I've started almost 7 years ago. The corrupt feds. When they targeted me, an innocent civilian, just because I knew things that they didn't want me to know. Now, they have hit they hit Trump's place. Because Trump kept some... Listen, I'm going to tell you this. All the presidents, all the former presidents have kept some kind of secret information. Some top secret information. Seriously. They all have. Why do you think each former president has their own secret service that watches them? And they have them so that it's not for their protection, it's to watch them to see if they give away any secrets to any other political opponents, whether it be domestic or foreign. They are tasked to stop that from happening. If it means assassinating a former president. Okay, they've all had secrets that they take with them. That's a fact. So this witch hunt of Trump goes to show you that this is political targeting. We've seen how Biden uses the corrupt FBI to do his bidding from the confiscation of the legally acquired copy of his granddaughter's diary because it has information about him being a pedophile. To covering up Hunter Biden's crimes. Now he's sicked them on our former president, Donald Trump. I'm actually getting rather tired of it. I mean, the feds don't have a good history. Matter of fact, let's play the next clip.
So I'm pretty sure I showed this clip. This clip's making the round on Twitter. When is this from? Oh, it doesn't say the day. It just says the time. I'm pretty sure this was, we've showed this on the, but it's making the round. So this is worth a look again. And this is a former, I think this guy is a former head of the CIA or a high official at the CIA. And let's watch what he says.
Have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
So the question is, have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
Have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
Oh, probably. But it was for the good of the system in order to avoid the communists from taking over.
That's all you got to do. We're fighting communism, so we get to do illegal things and overthrow democratically. So we were fighting communism in Iran in 1953 when we overthrew Mossadegh. It wasn't because he wanted to nationalize the oil and give it to his people.
Communism.
He was fighting communism.
Yeah.
So why
you
he
can
listen-
spend the oil on a place that's at least 1,000 to 2,000 miles away.
That's right.
The minimum distance.
Watch. He gives a couple of examples.
Apple in Europe in 47, 48, 49, the Greeks and the Italians. We
don't do
CIA.
That now, though. We don't mess around other people's elections,
Jim. Yeah.
Did he just say yum, 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 yum?
Yes, and a news person, she's a pretend news person, because if you laugh at that, you're not a news person. That's
she's not a journalist, she's a news reader.
Yeah.
They can have a giggle at the weird lizard person.
Why would you find that funny? Why would you find that funny? Because he's admitting we're the criminals, we're the terrorists. And she just thinks that's adorable. What?
I think a lot of America does.
You're right.
Have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
Oh, probably. But it was for the good of the system in order to avoid the communists from taking over. For example, in Europe in 47, 48, 49, the Greeks and the Italians. We
don't do
CIA.
That now, though. We don't mess around other people's elections, Jim.
Only for a very good cause.
Can you do that to a Vine video on a former CIA director?
Only for a very good cause.
Oh, this is when Vine was out.
All right, thanks for being here. It's always great to see. Have we ever tried?
So there you go. So that's them. That's them yucking it up and him laughing about overthrowing democratically elected governments. And she says, "Do we ever do it again?" And he's like, "Of course we fucking do."
Oh, spoiler alert! It's not for a good reason.
It's never for a good reason.
It's not one time has it ever been for a good reason.
It's for ExxonMobil or British Petroleum or someone like that.
All and right. So, anyways, I apologize for the F-bomb there. Hopefully Mike can clean that up. So at current, I don't know how many times I gotta say it. Trump should be our reigning president right now. If you watch the news during the election, during the voting period, you saw nothing but Trump flags. Miles and miles of people down the roads. Huge crowds. Hundreds of thousands of people in every picture that the mainstream media has shown. You saw nothing but Trump flags. How's it? Not one Biden flag. I didn't see one Biden sticker. Just angry Democrats coming on saying that we're going to have we're going to have Biden as the president and we're going to freaking like it. It's not up to us. Literally. Saying that. You gonna tell me elections aren't rigged? Come on. The evidence that Trump had, it's not that he lost all these cases in all 50 states. A lot of these courts just threw the case out. They know what's going on. If any of those judges were to seriously entertain the idea that the system is rigged, well, I tell you what, one of these feds would have been knocking at their front door. Hell, some probably did have some feds knocking at their front door, saying, you better not let this go too far. Well, that's the system that we have. That's the system that we literally have to deal with. I mean, I've been saying this stuff forever. You know, if you guys don't want to believe it from my mouth, I mean, you can always... I can play examples after examples. Let's go to the next one.
Guess what? We're talking about the FBI. Here's what Ron Paul said about the FBI. You know, the FBI is doing a political hit job on the establishment enemy, Donald Trump. Why? Because they can't beat Donald Trump at the ballot box. I don't mean just the Democrats. The Republicans either. So they know if Donald Trump wins, he'll probably win the Republican nomination and he'll be president. So they can't have that. And so the FBI just raided Mar-a-Lago, and they're trying to pin a crime on Trump that would preclude him from running for office again, because they can't beat him. So here's what Ron... So now the Democrats are loving the FBI, which has always been an enemy of the left, but the Democrats aren't left anymore. The Democrats are a right-wing party and an establishment party. So here's what Ron Paul said 30 years ago about the FBI.
Different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy.
You think?
So the FBI, although I don't think I could condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals. The CIA has only been here since 1947. Their record is lousy.
So that's when you love a guy like Ron Paul, right? Mm-hmm. I disagree with him on health care and things like that, but I super agree with what he just said there. And he was onto something. And now people like Nina Turner, people like Lib Democrats, would say that they don't want to work with him to defund the FBI. Why? Because the Democrats are pro-FBI. That's why. And so now that the right wing is finally calling for defunding the FBI because they see how corrupt they've been through Russiagate and now with Trump in Mar-a-Lago, you would think that the Democrats would be calling for, oh, my God, let's finally, they have a moment. We have a moment now where Trumpers agree with the Democrats on a policy, and who cares what reason they agree with you on? Let's do something about it. There's the BREATHE Act. Look, can you look up the BREATHE Act if it's in Congress? The BREATHE Act.
Mm-hmm.
Type in the BREATHE Act.
You got it.
Yeah, the BREATHE Act is a visionary bill to divest our taxpayer dollars from brutal discriminatory policing and invest in a new vision of public safety. Now, I'm pretty sure that bill is waiting to be voted on in Congress. Yeah, there it is. Champions of the bill include Ayanna Pressley. So there you go. So they have an act in there. And so now if you were a Democrat who was anything like you pretended to be, you would go, great. Now we've got a chance to defund the FBI. Now we've got a chance for reform inside our criminal justice system, because for whatever reason, we have some of the people on the right agreeing with us. So now let's take advantage of this. No, that's not what they're doing. They're using this to call them names and flip them off. Oh, you guys do. You didn't think like this before. Yeah, I know, but they think like this now. But they did think like this before. This is the libertarian wing. This is Ron Paul. So they don't want to work with him. They don't want to work with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They don't want to work with anybody who's on the right. Why? Because that's the establishment game to keep us divided. And if we start seeing that we have a common enemy, like, who, I don't know, the feds, that would be bad for the establishment. And the Democrats can't help themselves but call everybody who's their political opponent a white racist, a white nationalist, and a fascist. Anybody who they disagree with is a fascist, white nationalist, racist. And I'm sure they'll do that to they've done it to me. They've done it to, and I'm left, more left than all of them. I'm more left than all of them. And that's why they call me alt-right and conservative, all that stuff, because I'm to the left of them and it makes them look bad. He's to the left of the Democrats on the FBI and it makes them look bad. Anything you'd like to say about Ron Paul saying all that stuff, Kurt?
Yeah, have them work together.
Yeah.
Did it. Make sure we're the only hope.
That's right.
So it has to be a solution where we are in power and there's no...
But they don't want a solution. They don't want... The Democrats don't want a solution
also,
to the FBI.
Also, we don't want a solution.
And also, they don't want a solution. That's right. So again, there you go. Ron Paul, I would gladly work with Ron Paul to help defund the FBI. I think we should get rid of the FBI. I don't like them. Don't want them. Don't need them.
Well, well, that movie came out about... Edgar Hoover.
Oh, yeah.
It was designed just to hunt down people that are maybe being disloyal. It's like a... It's almost like CIA-ish.
It's like Gestapo.
Like, yeah.
They're like the Gestapo. Their enemy is the American people.
Yeah.
The FBI's enemy is the American people. And just like Ron Paul said, we already have justice departments in every state. They can take care of stuff. Hey, we're coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Keeping us divided so that we don't know who the true enemy is. Yeah. The liberals attacking the conservatives, trying to survive the onslaught from the liberals. And we're all so distracted with these issues that they keep flinging on us. You know, this whole LGBT thing, a major distraction, because at the end of the day, you know, as long as you're 18 and above, I don't care what you do. That should be the attitude. You want to cut your family jewels off? I just ask that you dispose of it properly. You do your thing, go about your way. I don't care. I don't. You're so worried about, you know, gun control. You worried about your safety. Get a gun yourself. These issues are really all non-issues. It's just, I hate to use this as an example, but it's just like, I seen this cartoon one time, this bank robbery. He's robbing a bank, and this bank is owned by a couple of Jews, and this bank robber's tipping around in the background with his bag of coins, and he thinks he's being spotted, so he flips out a coin between the Jews, and they start fighting amongst themselves while he continues to tip off. Not the best example. I don't mean to insinuate anything right there, with the exception of people are divided and distracted. It's just a very colorful and obvious thing to get. That's why I use that example. Again, this is why I started the show to begin with. I want to abolish the NSA. That's something I have started working on. It's something I am working on. And it's something I will continue to work on till it's done or I die of old age. The NSA and the feds, all the feds. People are clinging to these old, corrupt institutions. Listen, I know. Let's say you're married. Your spouse dies. What are you gonna do? You gonna keep embalming it and keep sleeping next to it in your bedroom? No, it's time to get it out of your house and bury it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the feds, what their mission is, their mission has died. They are a rotting corpse. It's going to make me sick. It's going to make you sick. It's going to make everybody sick. It smells to high heaven. And only the maggots are feeding on it. Only the carrion. It's only the vermin are benefiting from it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put the body in the ground. Start all over.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global.
We're going to take a top of the hour break. We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
To call the domestic terrorist threat, all residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.